Hey, beautiful people, it's Sherry here, the stress therapist, and today we're going to do a very quick meditation together. No, we're not going to do it together. You're going to do it all on your own. So you might be wondering, what exactly am I supposed to be doing? I'm going to show you. Today, when we explore together meditation, WTF.
Welcome to Meditation WTF, a podcast about meditation for people living in the real world. And now your host, the stress therapist, Sherry Augustine Flake.
Hey, beautiful people, what's up? So today we are going to be doing meditation on our own. The last time we were together, I guided you through it, and that's great. I mean, it's really important that we know, you know, exactly what we're supposed to be doing, and a guided meditation is lovely, and there are a million resources for guided meditation. Insight Timer is a lovely place to go. Here you can find podcasts, you can look on YouTube. There are a zillion different places to go for guided meditations, but what about when you don't have your phone? What about when you are on your own? What about when you just want that true peace and quiet? I like to think of it like this. So let's say that you're going to Colorado and you really want to ski, but you've never skied before. I mean, you might try on your own a couple times or go down the bunny hill, but it's kind of cool to have somebody help you down that hill before you get used to making any mistakes or get into any bad habits or anything like that. So guided meditation is lovely and it has its place, but I also want you to be able to actually meditate all on your own without anyone guiding you through it. And I'm going to show you that today. Also, it's kind of nice to know what your questions are. You know, if you spend some time meditating all on your own, when you have a guided meditation, it's kind of nice to have those little reminders there on what you're supposed to be doing. Well, today I'm going to show you exactly what you're supposed to be doing. I'm going to teach it to you, and you're going to be doing it all on your own. It's going to be great. So I've been teaching meditation for a really long time, maybe 15 years or so. And I heard an amazing woman, super duper smart, out of Stanford University, Kelly McGonigal. And yes, her name is Professor McGonigal. I mean, how amazing is that? But beyond that, she is amazing and wonderful, and her books are great, and I highly recommend them. But she did a really great job of teaching an audience once this really quick meditation method that I'm going to teach you right now. So get ready, right? Sit up and sit comfortably and get ready to meditate all on your own. Here's what we're going to do. I am going to give you three jobs. All right. I teach meditation to people living in the 21st century. Okay. I know you guys like to feel productive and that you're doing it right and that you can check things off your list. So, three jobs. Are you ready? First job, you are going to sit up straight without moving. It's going to be short. Don't worry. Don't freak out. With your eyes closed. Okay. So, that's job one. Sit up straight with your eyes closed. All right. Your second job is that you are going to focus on your breath. Now, for me, this took me so long to get. So I really want to take a minute here and just kind of explain what I mean by that, because it seems kind of elusive, like focus on my breath. I mean, I had a tough time with this. So I totally get it if it doesn't make perfect sense to you. So think of it like this. This really helped me. Think of it like this. You're already breathing, right? You've been breathing perfectly all day and probably have not thought about it at all. In fact, last night we were totally unconscious and you were breathing all night. It's great. So you're not even really breathing. You're being breathed, right? It's just happening without you having to give any thought to it. It's like making white blood cells or digesting food. It's just happening. But because it's out in the open, you can watch it. Okay, so you don't have to change it. You don't have to judge it. You don't have to decide if it's good or bad. You're just going to locate it, maybe in your chest, maybe in your belly, maybe in your nostril, maybe in your throat, wherever it is. You bring your awareness there and you just simply watch it. You're just going to notice it. Okay. Now that's job two. You're just going to sit with your breath, sit with it and watch it. The problem with job two is that it's very, very boring for your brain. Your brain is like, this is really boring. It's going to be extremely bored after about 10 seconds, maybe 5 seconds of watching your breath. And so it's going to want to bring you to thinking and thoughts. And most of these thoughts are going to be about what's already happened or what's going to happen later. Okay. And we're going to get into different types of thoughts and all that kind of stuff. We're going to be doing all of that together at a later time. But for right now, just know that this is your brain's way of pulling you out of meditation because it's frankly boring. But this is where the magic happens when our brains are idle. Okay. So let's go over your job so far. Job one, sitting still, sitting up, eyes closed. Job two, just noticing and watching your breath. And job three has to do with this really boring, scattered way that your brain is going to reach out and want to do something else. So every time that happens, job three is for you to notice it and then bring it right back to the breath. That is where the beauty lies. Every time you redirect your attention away from whatever your brain wants to talk about or think about or worry about or fret about or regret about, when you notice that and you bring it back to the breath, that is the work. When your brain starts to completely space out on other things, and we're going to get into exactly what's going on here, your job is to notice it and bring it right back to the breath. You notice it, you bring it right back to the breath. It doesn't matter if it happens 5 times or if it happens 5 million times. Job three is bring your attention right back to the breath, because we're going to talk about this. And this is one of the most exciting things about meditation, is that your brain actually changes only after a few weeks of doing it. And this is where the magic lies. This is where your brain actually physically changes for the better, right? So every time you bring your attention back around and bring it back to the breath and away from what you're going to have for dinner later, or what you said yesterday was stupid, or what you're going to do with this person later, or this decision you have to make, or a work problem that you have, notice it, you bring it right back to the boring breath. And that is it, okay? So job one, sit up, sit still. Eyes closed. Job two, focus on your breath. Job three, every time you space out, you bring it right back to the breath. Okay, are you ready? This is going to be great. Now, usually I don't tell my clients or my workshop and retreat attendees how long we're going to meditate, but I'm making an exception today because I don't want you to leave, okay? It's only going to be 5 minutes, 5 short minutes. However, we're not going to be listening to music. We're not going to be talking. I'm not going to be guiding you through it or telling you what to do. No. It's going to be silent. Now, what does that mean? Well, in nature, nothing is absolutely perfect, right? Nothing is absolutely symmetrical. And so there's going to be some sound. I live in the city. I live in Atlanta. You might hear traffic go by. I have a dog. I could have an Amazon package coming. She may bark. I could, you know, my air conditioning could click on, who knows? Someone could knock on my door. And the same can happen with you. But I am not going to mute this 5 minutes. I'm going to let it play because I think it's important that we understand that that's just one more thing that pulls us out and pulls our attention away. And your job will be then to just bring it right back to the breath. No biggie, right? So, ready? Remember our jobs. 1, 2, 3. I am not going to guide you, but I'm going to be with you the whole time. take a moment to bring yourself back to this time, away from your beautiful breath, to this moment in this room, back in this body. And take a deep cleansing breath in your nose. Two exhales out of your mouth. Again, one big breath in your nose. Two exhales out of your mouth. Awaken with a big, deep breath in your nose. Two exhales out of your mouth. Watch your breath find its natural rhythm. I did mention the dog, right? Life happens. When you're ready, you can open your beautiful eyes. So there you did it. You meditated all by yourself. You don't need a guide. You don't need an app. All you need is you, a little bit of concentration, and your breath. You can take it anywhere. It's free. It's always there for you wherever you go. I hope that was enjoyable for you. I hope you were able to find, I don't know, a little bit of peace, a little bit of quiet. And maybe not, but you know, that's why it's a practice, right? On my end anyway, it was relatively peaceful up until there at the end. Couldn't have planned for that, right? And I hope it was for you too. But if not, maybe it just kind of was a reminder that, you know, you're getting distracted by things, that you can meditate anyway, that you can bring your attention to your breath regardless of what's going on in your environment, that you sit anyway, you watch your breath anyway, you meditate anyway, regardless of what's going on. And with that mantra, if you will, next time I will be covering mantra and showing you how to use it with your meditation practice. I had a great time. It means the whole world to me that you're here with me. This is my very favorite thing to do, and I had a lovely time with you. And I can't wait to see you until next time. We'll do a little mantra, a little more meditation. It's going to be great. Have a lovely, lovely day.